Yeah, yeah.
Why? Why? Them or listen to anything they have to say.
Again.
Just give me a moment. And first, you see that down there? That all-seeing eye thing? That's probably close to that area. But click that and subscribe, because I was looking and it's like, hey, like 70% of people who are watching these, they aren't subscribed. I don't know if you guys, it's free.
Yeah.
And it makes us feel real good.
Yeah, it does.
When someone subscribes. So, you know, if you're feeling generous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to help out a couple of, I mean, honestly, if you're looking at it in the scale of like YouTubers or Instagram influencers or Hollywood, we're nobody. Really.
Yeah.
But what we are two people.
Mm-hmm.
We are humans.
We are two.
And yes, there are two of us.
Yeah.
We have about a combined drug use experience of about over two decades.
Yeah.
But we also have had battles with depression,
mm-hmm.
horrific anxiety.
Every day.
I've been diagnosed agoraphobic, bipolar, panic disorder, you know, generalized anxiety, everything that you can imagine. And I've been to every kind of therapy there is. I've taken all kinds of medications. I've looked all of them up. We have a lot that we could offer to people to not make the same stupid mistakes that we made.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, man.
But it's not just that.
Of course.
Obviously,
not.
We're here to spread that positive mental attitude.
Oh my God, I'll never get tired of hearing
that. We're just trying to make the world a brighter and happier place.
It's possible.
It is possible, because just look up the study about bonobo apes, okay? Mass Effect, the Dirty Peach study, okay? If everybody just gets on the same page, we can't let politics divide us anymore. We can't let taking offense to words, face noises, we can't let face noises divide us. We're human beings. If we had a common enemy, like wolves are taking over the world,
or face noises,
one day when robots take over the world, you know what I mean? Because of Boston Dynamics
and Skynet.
And Skynet.
Yeah.
We'll have to band together as human beings first. Then all that other crap stays on the wayside. We don't need it. Who really cares, honestly?
We need to get together as one.
As a circle.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an end or whatever Rob Schneider said in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Okay? But what I'm saying is, anybody can learn something from anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of what this is hopefully going to show one day. If, because we're going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really need any like millions of listeners. We would like it.
That'd
of course.
Be awesome.
But anybody can learn anything. I mean, something
yeah.
from anybody, because no matter who you are, you've had something
yeah.
in your life happen and you dealt with it a different way, or you dealt with it this way, it didn't work, and now you know, oh, I should have done this.
Yeah.
If there's a good back and forth conversation between two people who've not even gone through the same things, but even you can relate to really anything.
There's usually something there.
Yeah. You can find common ground, and you can always pick and it's the best way to gather any kind of real knowledge is you pick and choose out of the knowledge and wisdom of the people around you.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, you learn things through the scientific method, which is trial and error. Okay. Well, that's part of it. But you don't know what works until you know what does not work.
Yeah. You got to go through that fucking struggle sometimes.
And because other people have already, everything's been gone through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything's been done by somebody. At least everything that exists now exists because somebody did it.
Yeah.
Okay. So those people who have the information, and I do not have the information, I would like to
procure.
Just, yeah. I would like to mine fields of their knowledge. Yeah. I'd like to drill for oil.
Yeah, and in our reality, it's really just up to you to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean,
but
it's sometimes you're like, I should go talk to that guy. And you're like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm anxious.
Nah, I'm going to walk this way.
Yeah, but we have a platform here that we're trying to create for a positive force, not just for us, but for anybody else. We're definitely big fans of the idea of having anybody and everybody who's out there to reach out to us. Tell us your story.
Yeah, for sure.
If you've had bouts with anxiety, depression, what did you do? What did you not do that you feel like you should have? It's been, you know, everything's been tried, like I said. Going through years and years of therapy and taking medications, they try to tell you all these little things you can do and different ways to use your mind to get over anxiety.
Yeah.
But if you know what anxiety is, it's the amygdala releasing the fight or flight response to your hypothalamus. And in generally anxious people, they just have an overactive amygdala, and it's super sensitive, and it's just sending out false alarms. And you know, the whole idea of like a placebo effect, when a doctor gives you a medication, a sugar pill, really?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They give you nothing, just a pill with sugar.
Right.
And they tell you, this is going to make you happy. And you go, oh, damn, I want to be happy.
Yeah, down.
Yum, yum, yum. You eat it, and you go, you know what, doc? I'm pretty happy.
I'm not fucking killing myself.
This is cool, dude. Yeah. I like this. And then he goes, that was just sugar.
Yeah.
The feeling doesn't go away.
It's weird how that works, huh?
What happened was your brain is so powerful.
Yeah.
It pushed out dopamine and serotonin to make you feel happy. That's all that happened. So giving the information, like the technical information with the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the overactive amygdala and all that stuff, knowing that that's what's going on in your brain, it should make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, when, so you understand it.
Yeah, you start feeling that familiar feeling, which is horrifying. Yeah. I get it. Anytime I walk into a local Walmart, I get that feeling. And then you could just tell yourself, like, ah, oh, you stupid amygdala. I fucking hate you. You suck. You're stupid. But everybody with these things, they're not alone. It's a much more prevalent thing than it was back in the 60s. I mean, they had it. They just didn't know what it was. They just thought, you're just kind of a pussy.
Just need some water, dude.
Walk it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have a war to fight. You have many wars to fight.
Right.
You cannot be shaking and crying in the barracks. You must be out here training to fight Japanese people.
That's
or them. Whoever it was when I, whatever year I said.
Right.
Because I don't remember.
I don't either.
But yeah. That button down there. Good just use it. You know what I mean? It'll make you feel better. Like charity. You know what I mean?
Oh,
when
fuck.
You do something for charity, the response that you get, you release dopamine. You get that rush like, I'm such a good person, dude.
Oh, my God.
I am the best person.
Yeah.
So many people are going to be helped with that dollar. Like when you round up your change at a store, it's like, all right, that's going to be $1.97. Do you want to donate you want to round up to $2?
Yeah.
For the ASPCA, you're like, The fact that you think about it means you're a shitbag.
Yeah.
But you go, sure.
I feel like it's worse if you see it, like the tip thing or whatever. You're when you put money in there and you're like, I see it, not going to do it. But
see,
I see it.
That's a little different because a lot of people nowadays don't carry cash.
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
That other thing where they ask you about it.
Yeah.
That's like you have no excuse besides.
True.
I'm a tight ass, or when I don't fucking care.
Or when it pops up on the fucking screen for things. And you're like, no thanks.
I just did that today. But it was a business card, so I wasn't going to be like, I'm going to choose to give money.
Yeah.
Because usually when it's for animals specifically, I'll say, yes, I'll do it.
But of course.
But it wasn't my card, so I wasn't going to be like, boop, I'm going to donate money. I want to steal that good feeling. Yeah. I want to steal that dopamine rush for myself by donating. Like, there was a job that we were doing. We're roofers, if you guys don't know. We do roofing in Arizona, Lake Havasu City, hottest city on the West Coast, baby.
Yeah, boy.
And not hot right now, so don't feel too bad for us. It's fine. So we pull up to this house in Bullhead City, and there's an ambulance there. This is a husband and wife who live at this house. The husband, we later found out, had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So
that same morning.
Yes. So he crazy. Was in the house while we were working on the roof. So that was last week on Thursday. So then the following week on Wednesday, today, the secretary at our work said, hey, go buy this lady flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because she lost her husband. So it's a nice gesture. Considering we don't really, you know, we don't have a relationship with this woman. We're just doing her roof. But just to be nice people. So because I was the one that took the business card and bought this thing, I got to steal that rush of charity.
Thief.
Yeah, I stole this charitable donation rush that you get. So I got to feel good like, come on, Delmet. It's fine.
It's no big deal, really.
I mean, it's just $50. I mean, come on. Really, it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, it's fun. It is a good feeling to be able to do stuff like that. Even if it's not your own money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're feeling bad,
just doing anything like that fucking feels great.
Yeah. And that's another thing, like with the other aspect other than the mental health, is the addiction stuff.
Yeah.
That we deal with frequently on this podcast. If like I just helped another person get in to see Dr. Vona, the doctor that I see at Arizona Recovery Center. What's up? And I like sending people to see her because she saved my life.
Right.
And she's helped you. She helped my friend Jeremy. Mm-hmm. She's helping this friend now. And it's like, for the longest time, there wasn't a community of anybody who would help anybody out here.
Yeah.
So it feels good to like start this chain reaction of spreading positivity. Like there's this, a wave of positivity taking over, like, oh shit, people can finally get help for this thing that's been ravaging this city for years. People in the city have been drug addicts for years.
That's true. I've never even fucking heard about anything like that for the long run. Because
there never was.
I've heard about you can get like have a gas, they'll pick you up with a bus and you can go to the methadone clinic
in
out
Bullhead.
In Bullhead, but now
there's
here.
One here. Yeah. Yeah. But there's also the Arizona Recovery Center and they don't use methadone.
Yeah.
Because methadone is
fuck that.
I mean it's better than continuing to do heroin, but really only a little bit.
Yeah, I mean you probably shouldn't keep doing it.
No.
At all.
Obviously not.
Shit'll start getting into your what? Like They say it starts going into your bones and shit, huh?
Well, it's just really hard to get off of.
Right, right.
The half-life of methadone is 36 hours.
Yeah, I heard
so that means that
withdrawals off that motherfucker suck.
My friend Daryl was on methadone for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then his doctor lost his license. And I saw him go through the methadone withdrawals. And he went back on to heroin within a week.
Yeah.
Because he was like, it was crazy. He was almost squirting sweat out of his face. That's how terrible it was.
No thanks.
But I was actually thinking about this because, like, have you ever done any like public speaking or been on a stage for any reason in front of a group?
Just at meetings. Yeah.
Did you get anxious
before
doing that? Okay.
And I wasn't like Yeah, I was like up. I wasn't on the stage, but I was in front of it because we were in front of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to stand up and go, Hi, everyone. I'm Juan. I'm an alcoholic drug addict, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have whatever.
How many people were there?
Like, I don't know, like about like 50, 40 50 or some
people,
shit.
40, 50 people. So I was thinking about this because I've played a lot of shows and I've been in front of pretty big groups of people. And it's like, I remember back when I first started doing it when I was like 15, I remember there was anxiety attached to it.
Yeah.
But it was what I called good anxiety.
Right.
Because it was
pumped.
Yeah. It was manageable anxiety.
It's like your adrenaline was creeping up, huh?
Yeah. But when you think about it, the anxiety comes from that fight or flight response.
Yeah.
You're not going towards flight in that. You're like dead set on fight.
Yeah.
Like you're going to go out there and face the fear. You're not going to go out there and actually fight. You're going to go out there and fight the anxiety. And then the thing I realized though about being on stage is the more comfortable I got with my abilities. Like once I was singing for a band, and once like I would start getting compliments after a few shows. I was getting a lot of compliments from people like, oh, you did so good. That was so great. And obviously the compliments they feel great.
Yeah.
But the confidence boost that the next time I got on stage, it was kind of like that, like a douchebag feeling of like, you just wait and see what's about to happen to you, bitch. You don't even know. But not as douchey as that. Right. It was just like, I know I can fucking do this. And yeah, I know that, you know, fucking 80 people who have come up to me and said that I was good, they're not all fucking lying
to me. That's
such
a fucking,
I hope,
intimate thing too. Like,
yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
It was really weird the first few times, like project singing in front of, because I started just playing guitar.
Yeah.
And I would just sing in my car. And then a friend was just like, I was singing along to Queen and they were like, you're a good singer. And I was like, fuck off. Like, legit, I don't believe you. Then I got more comfortable with it. Then I started playing guitar and singing. And then it was like when I got on stage and started getting confidence through it, the confidence was like an antidote to the anxiety. Because the only thing I could think that cured the anxiety of doing the thing, because like otherwise you just go up there and you kind of just deal with it, and then eventually you get comfortable in the situation.
Yeah.
But once you're confident, the anxiety never happens. So that's why it's like the idea of starting stand-up comedy terrifies me.
Yeah.
Because I've never gone up just to make people laugh. I used to play music, and the songs were funny. But it wasn't just me standing there without a guitar singing. So I couldn't fall back on that I can play guitar and sing. I have to focus on just what the fuck I'm saying. And that makes it a lot more difficult to be confident to get rid of the anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even public speaking, I can get behind that because I know I can not shut up.
Yeah, I guess I could thank fucking going to rehab for that shit, because they really helped me. They're like, you have to talk, dude. Like, you have to do it,
yeah,
or else
course.
You're not gonna fucking learn anything from it or share anything.
Yeah.
So they made me, it was a part of an exercise for my anxiety, because they know I'm bad in groups. They're like, it's not gonna be a big group, you're gonna be here at the house, but you have to tell your story, like every intimate fact on how I got onto drugs and how I got where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do that, and I'm like, fuck, wasn't staring at people and
but
shit.
Now you have to try to do that with different groups every time.
Yeah.
And you have no idea who they are.
Yep.
That's what makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you know the people, you're like, oh, well, they're going to take, because people are fucking ruthless. That's why anxiety happens.
A lot of times for me, like with anxiety, like if I'm going into a situation like that and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say, I'll be thinking in my head, fuck, I'm going to look so fucking stupid in front of all these people. But if I have a game plan,
yeah,
if I have like a game plan already and I'm like, okay, start like this, then I'm good. Then I ain't even tripping. But
yeah. But the point of like the idea of good anxiety.
Yeah.
Like healthy anxiety. That's another one of those things, like, you know, any emotion is good. And anxiety does play an important role in things. Obviously, from back in history, anxiety played a huge role because it was, you see something that can fucking kill you. Do you fight it or do you run away?
Right.
And that's where it all started. But now it's more like, is this person going to laugh at me and call me a fucking douchebag? Or am I going to fucking rip my pants and my balls are going to fall out of my sack?
The laughing.
I'm going to die.
The laughing at me thing is totally me, like in my head all the fucking time. Yeah. Anywhere we go, I'm like, what am I going to do? Trip or something? And they're just going to be like, yeah, fucking
the worst. I think the worst is like sympathy, like or fake, like exaggerating how much they think you're great. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're so fucking funny, dude. Like,
yeah, but
oh
being my God. But acting like they're serious.
Yeah.
Like not even heavy sarcasm, just like, yeah, dude, fuck yeah.
That was so freaking good, dude.
Yeah. And they're just being dicks. It's people like that that don't understand that anxiety is a real thing. And they make people get pushed to the point where they don't want to be on the earth anymore. Because yeah. I've had a few friends that were really close to me that checked out this mm-hmm. way. And one of them directly stated, I don't feel like I belong on this earth with these people. Just because people can be so fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
So it's like a certain type of person that can deal with anxiety. Or a certain level of anxiety. I don't know. It's because I've been in situations where anxiety was too much. Like,
yeah, but
I have to get the fuck out of here.
I've had people tell me, like, because then at the rehab and shit, like before I met my sponsor and shit, there's people telling me like, oh, you got anxiety about talking to people. It's like, well, fuck, embrace that fear, dude. It's like at the end of the day, embrace it and just go for it. Like, because after you're done, it takes 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, and then go do it. And then after that, you're like, okay, I did that. It wasn't that bad. Like, holy fuck.
Yeah. That's definitely the main part of it is you just have to force your fucking legs to move.
Just fucking do it.
And then you're in front of the people. And then...
It's easier said than done, but...
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But what's really hard to understand for a lot of people is really what is the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
The worst that can happen is people can go... Boo.
Yeah. Lame.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then you just go, oh, well, who are you?
Oh, well.
What are you doing? What?
Lucky, dude.
Yeah. To do something like that takes a talent on a stage and for people to go, boo, you're just sitting in a chair right now.
It's like, bro, you just paid for these tickets.
Yeah. And now you're boo. But all from my eyes, all you know how to do is breathe and sit.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking cool are you, dude?
Yeah.
Jerk off two dudes at once. That's all you know how to do, bruh. Mm-mm.
No.
I ain't about that life. But, let's whoosh real quick, and then
yeah, boy.
That's it. And bada bing. We're back.
Yes, sir.
So, we were talking about this earlier. Psychosis brought on by methamphetamines. Yes. And we've both kind of gone through a little bit of it. Mine was more so brought on by just, I think, sleep deprivation, because I hadn't really used meth at the time for very long. But I have witnessed, like, in person, people just go paralyzed from... like overamping, just shooting too much meth. They just lock up.
I've fallen on my face from doing that shit.
Yeah. Your muscles obviously seize up. What it's doing to your brain is insane.
Well, you know, like when you get that.
Yeah, I got it. No matter how much that I did, happens, a tiny bit, and I'd hate my life.
It happens so aggressively sometimes, like you're not getting the oxygen into your head. So that's when you're like, oh shit. Boom.
Yeah. It's mortifying. And from being on the other side of the hill, I cannot for the life of me figure out why anybody would want to live a life using meth, especially like heroin. Obviously, it's a fucking cat and mouse game. It just goes on forever. It's a bullshit cycle.
Yeah.
a lot of people are stuck in it, just like a lot of people are stuck in a lot of different fucking mm-hmm. things. The routine of going to the fucking bar every day and buying a 12-pack, an 18-pack, a 30-pack.
Overeating, all that shit. Yeah, dude.
Going to McDonald's every day, three fucking times a day. Everybody's stuck in all this shit, and everybody shames everybody all the time.
Yeah.
And then now it's to the point where nobody can talk anymore.
No.
Nobody can say, hey, this isn't healthy. You shouldn't be smoking shards, dude. Okay. You shouldn't be eating three Big Macs
yeah.
with spicy McChickens stuffed inside. McGangbangs. Shouldn't be fucking eating them. They're delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, they are.
But it's not healthy. You know what I mean? But I can't find the moment in time, no matter how hard I try, where everything, somewhere it flipped. The world flipped, turned upside down.
Oh my.
And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
Yeah.
There's something on the wing. Someone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gotta be social media being such a huge thing now. But it's shitty, is yeah. what it is. It's making everybody scared to push the envelope, doing like creating, especially for people on YouTube, to create content where you're staying within the very thin lines yeah. now, where you're not like, it's like the hot lava game. You know what I mean?
The floor's lava, dude.
And now you're walking on fucking, you're walking on dime-sized islands, yeah, trying not to fall in.
The floor's lava, dude.
And anytime you say something a little bit out of line, you're falling in the fucking lava.
Yep.
And you're toast.
Mm-hmm.
But
you didn't have the high ground.
No.
No.
You take the high ground, I'll take the low ground. Something, something Irish, the potatoes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's it.
I'm pretty sure I have Irish in my blood, so don't cancel me or whatever.
My kids are Irish.
Oh, shit. That's right. You do have like 5 or 6 red
yeah.
hairs in your beard, so it totally makes sense. But there's videos of like, there's videos of meth psychosis online yeah. when people are noodle grooving. As,
oh, yeah, trust me, I know.
As they call it.
I call it breakdancing.
Well, yeah, but the universal term is noodle grooving, which makes a lot of sense because they're...
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy looking. And it's like...
It's like Jack Sparrow.
I always want to go up to them and like, are you on... You can't be comfortable like this.
No.
Like, do you, when you look in the mirror, though, they're just like, what's up, player? And they're all like.
But really, they're all.
Yeah, they think they're super duper fly.
Damn, bro, like, you look good, dog.
Yeah.
Good and sweaty.
They look in the mirror and they're like, they do the eyebrow thing, you know, lick their fingers and then do that shit.
Fuck.
But really, they're just like.
They're all.
Biting and chewing on their chin. Yeah. Stealing scissors for no yeah. reason and then fucking break hey, dancing out of the store.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been through like
noodle grooving?
Other than that, like psychosis, like you fucking.
I did it, but it was from withdrawing from Xanax.
Oh.
But it was like, it was active hallucinations, but yeah. I was walking around inside of a jail.
Yeah.
Hallucinating wildly.
Mm-hmm.
Like talking to people, telling people things that other people were there. Women were in the pod. I was like, God, oh yeah, dude, aggressive. She came in there and fucking, yeah, she packed a bowl, dude. Yeah, it was cool. Did you give that back to me? And they're like, DJ was in there. DJ Vincent, a buddy of ours. He basically kind of, he saved my ass in there numerous times. He basically just like kept bringing me back to my cell and he was just like, you got to stay in here. Like you're going to get fucked up doing something crazy. Cause he knew that I wasn't myself. Like we had been around each other a little bit back in the day with the music scene.
Yeah.
And it was so weird to go downhill that far to show up in jail. And then he's trying to protect me cause I'm
sup, dude?
Losing my shit, which it should have been enough. You know what I mean? That should be enough for any drug addict to be like, oh, I can't do this anymore. To not have control of my vision or words or actions.
Yeah.
You think that would be enough to be like, oh, man, that can't be good for my brain.
No.
But then on the flip side, I'm trying to think back to when I was actually in that mind frame where I was just like, you know what sounds really good? Drugs.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
All the time.
And it was really just like, oh, everybody I know does it. And I know that at first it feels good, and I've been in jail for 3 months, so it'll feel really good when I get out to do it. And then it always ends up just being really, really fucking bad.
Of course.
It never gets any fucking better. But, yeah, fuck. I really don't like the state of the world right now.
No.
And really, let me rephrase that. I don't like the state of the fake world out there away from where we actually are. Because if you came here, you would never think that what's going on social media or the internet in at large, you'd never think that that's what was going on.
Yeah.
That this is how people think that things should go. Conspiracy theories are running rampant right now. There's fucking gay frogs.
There's been
gay frogs. Been gay frogs. They don't have any achy muscles though.
No, they don't.
Which is cool. That's where they get Ben Gay from, which is like Icy Hot's gay brother. So yeah, there's gay frogs. There's pedo pizza parlors. Triple P's.
There definitely probably is, maybe.
Triple P's.
Triple P's.
Obama and Epstein, they are there now.
Obama's a Bush.
Yep. He's part of George Bush's family. Mm-hmm. He was adopted by the Bush family. And they also created a beer and added a C to the name to hide their identity.
Yeah.
And they're in the Illuminati. Yeah, Bushk.
Bushk.
It's German. They were Nazis. So
it works.
Yeah, that's basically what's going on. But beyond that, when you look at TikTok especially, like we watch H3.
Yeah.
We're foot soldiers for Ethan, of course.
No doubt.
We take his side in all of these different things because we don't really care about any of those people that he talks about. You know what I mean? They're kind of for the generation after us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The younger, because I think you fall. Do you fall in millennial or do you fall in Gen Z? I don't know what the cutoff is. I think it's around then. Because I know.
I think I might be a millennial.
Like 81 to like 90 something is a millennial.
I'm 94, so.
So I think maybe. You might be right at the cutoff. But I think it's for the gen, like. Logan Paul's people or David Dobrik's people,
yeah.
They're like 12-year-old girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
most, yeah, pretty much.
I've never seen a video of theirs before, but from what Ethan showed on H3, it just seems like they just kind of talk to teenage girls, I guess.
I don't
like. What did they even do? Were they like one of those? Were they pranks like YouTube
Who,
pranksters? Like
David
Logan
Dobrik.
Yeah,
Logan Paul.
Any of them.
Logan, I don't even know what the fuck Logan Paul did. He just
I know
popped
he did
up
that.
On my feed one day and was like,
I know he did that
this
Suicide
guy's super
Forest
cool
thing.
Now. Yeah, I really don't know. David Dobrik was a nobody. He just started making vlogs and then met
and
all these fucking people.
And he had curly hair that went over his face. Mm-hmm. And then that was nobody.
No.
Back then, not one person had that fucking hair. And if they did, they wore a hat. And they covered all of it. They didn't show it off. They didn't get permed up for this shit. Nothing like that. The fucking youth now is so much different.
It's fucking weird.
There's nobody like the way me and my friends were when we were younger. There's fucking none of them out here. Because, fuck, back then, the music scene was huge. It was like punks everywhere, skater kids everywhere. there's some skater kids. There always will be, of course.
No doubt.
But there's this new group of what I can only call TikTok people.
Oh, fuck.
Like, fucking my sister-in-laws, they're both young. They're under 10. They're both just on TikTok.
My kids are day. On fucking TikTok all the time.
It's insane. They post videos to it, and it's just like whatever the meme song is of the time when it was fucking WAP, dude. 8-year-olds shouldn't be singing WAP. Where are your parents? You know what I mean? I remember hearing that phrase back in the day, where are your parents? But that was for like, oh, dude, Green Day Dookie has a parental advisory sticker. You shouldn't have this. Where are your parents? Bitch. Because he says shit a couple times and fuck, I think, twice in the whole album.
Oh, whatever.
But now you can say something about blasting cum down a bitch's throat and talk people. About, yeah, shooting people, how wet their pussies are. And that's cool, like, to play on commercials for fucking Legos and shit.
This, like, whole TikTok generation, though, like, my kids are like, I just made a TikTok, so
I'm going to be fucking famous as shit.
I'm fucking famous now.
I'm moving out.
Like, I hear my kids talk about this shit, and I'm like, why? What?
For doing what? Back then, you had to do something.
This is what you
got to
do.
Yeah. You just have to have a fucking seizure right there, and have a good phone.
During that part of the episode, make sure you put some jamming tunes right there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll just go...
Yeah, exactly.
I'll fart. I'll mouth fart into the microphone, and I'll turn the gain just up really all fart. The way.
Just really fart. You got okay. good ones, dude.
Yeah, I'll try to fucking. I'll try to eat something that kind of forces that type of activities.
Taco Bell.
Yeah, I keep trying to go there, dude. The fucking line is always too full here. It's horseshit. Taco Bell. Tighten up your game, bro. Me?
Don't they deliver on, like, Postmates or something?
I'm sure they do, but it's, like, fucking $8 to get them to deliver. It's horsey shit.
It is, yeah.
It's horsey sauce from Arby's covered in shit is what it is. I really don't know. I just wonder what the repercussions... I like to say repercussions because I feel like British people probably say that.
Repercussions.
The repercussions.
Ooh, that sounds hort.
Right?
It does.
I'm fucking chuffed to bits about it, dude.
I was just gonna say that, bro. Oh,
chuffed to bits about it. But what was I saying? Yeah. What are the fucking? What are the repercussions of having a generation of children who grew up being exposed to anything and everything? You know what I mean?
I think
they can see fucking anything on TikTok.
When it comes to the TikTok thing, like getting going viral and becoming famous. That's going to fuck up kids right there anyways, because they're going to be like, that's what I want. I don't want to work hard. I want to fucking
dance
my ass off and like,
yeah,
whatever. Shake my rump.
And
stuff.
At very young ages.
Yeah.
Like fucking 8, 7-year-olds dude, are like that, oh, I don't need to have a job ever. Fuck no. That. Only peasants have jobs, Dad.
I've heard of kids who said, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, I want to be an Instagram influencer. What are you influencing people to do?
Just tell the kid.
Jerk off?
Tell the kid, you're not that interesting, so.
No. You have to have
dreams.
You have to have a message in order to influence. You know who is an influencer? Let me tell you who is an influencer. Adolf Hitler. He was a fucking influencer. That's what you want to take as a career path. Honestly, who had a more intense, albeit terrible, message, not agreeing with him, but who had a more intense message and a directive than Adolf Hitler? So really, anybody who's got such a powerful thing to say to where you can call yourself... Because anybody who's an Instagram influencer calls themselves.
Yeah.
An influencer. Oh, what do you do? I'm an Instagram influencer and shit.
You know, have you ever seen this?
I influence. Here? Yeah. And then they do this.
That. I do that.
They influence. I influence people. What do you influence people to do? I've never seen anybody
be douchebags
out on the street doing something and they're like, oh, fucking David Dobrik influenced me.
Yeah, to do
what? To try not to get a job? To try and get famous?
Though.
No shit, he's very rich.
It's crazy.
Because he got very lucky.
Yeah.
Bet he had, his family had money before he got rich.
Yeah, I don't know how that
I really don't know
out.
Either. But a lot of these other kids who are getting big on TikTok and all this, they're 14 and they live in a fucking mansion. They've got 40 million views on TikTok or whatever. And they have nothing but time. Because especially now during a quarantine, they don't go to school.
And their parents are probably like, oh, you need this to look really super freaking cool on that video?
Yeah. Got and you, then bro. It's the main thing that it's doing. And correct me if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'm not. It's sexualizing children. Yeah. Regardless of if you think so or not, it of course is.
Yeah.
Because attractive girls like Bella Poarch, who is super duper, she's more famous than the Beatles and Justin Bieber combined. And she's never even talked.
Damn it.
I think she's maybe said a couple words, but I fucking doubt it. And girls are looking at her like, oh shit, she's really just videotaping herself be hot with music in the background. Yep. Okay. So now little girls are going, oh shit, I'm going to try to do what she's doing. Like Bella Poarch doesn't really do sexual stuff, but she's just attractive and she just shows herself.
Right.
But a lot of other girls are literally yanking their underwear up their fucking assholes, shaking their ass with a camera just fucking close up right on their anus. And then when a dude's like, makes a comment about her ass, she's like,
how dare you?
I am not just up here trying to get attention. He's like, literally every video that you have on here, all 600 videos are of you twerking.
Yeah.
What the fuck message are you trying to get across? Black Lives Matter. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get across by being a white girl and twerking. That's what you're getting across. Really? She's such an influencer. She's influencing a generation to be an Instagram thought, which is
a thing.
Disheartening. It's disheartening, honestly. And that's what's weird is like anxiety is becoming a more prevalent thing nowadays, but there's no threats anymore. What is the threat? That you're not going to get a million views on your TikTok and you're going to get anxiety about that?
You're going to get a dislike?
Yeah. What if someone dislikes your video?
Oh my God, no.
What the fuck are you going to do?
I don't know.
And I've never looked into their shit, but whenever I see anything, there's never any kind of positive message behind it. There's never anything like pushing people to help people. There's nothing about being kinder to one another, that possibly saying hello to a person could fucking save their life. The tiniest things make huge differences, especially in a time like what we're going through now, when places like California and New York are locked down, where they can't do a lot of things. They could still do some shit, but not everything. But those little gestures make huge fucking differences. And these kids are too worried about what's, oh, fuck, I didn't make that video today, and now it's out of date. So if I do it now, I'm a fucking trick-ass piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because I did the WAP dance fucking 3 weeks after it came out. So now I'm a fucking poser.
I did the WAP dance before it was a cool thing to do.
I did the WAP dance before it existed. Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I'm the fucking winner, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. But yeah, I mean, I do a lot of complaining about social media and the likes.
I do too. But like at this point, it doesn't faze me anymore because it's so fucking annoying.
What's shitty is that at this point of the year, it's really all there is to do. Really all there is to do is look on your phone, watch podcasts, look at Instagram shit, and fucking scroll through YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing really to do. Like, I try to entertain myself doing other shit to keep my mind busy, because that's when the bad thoughts and anxiety and depression and things like that can take over, is when you don't have things to look forward to. For me, that's what works. Like, trying to look forward, having something to look forward to. Like, starting the podcast, it was something to look forward to every week. So I knew, oh, okay, cool, when this day comes, I at least have this thing to do.
Yeah.
And that can keep depression and other things away, because you're keeping that space occupied. But when there's nothing else going on and you're literally just looking at all this, really, it's just dirt. It's fucking... I try to watch, like, more music YouTube shit, because that's at least someone doing something that takes talent. It's not just some dude like, hey, fucking... I'm gonna tell this girl that I'm gonna suck on her titties. And his friends fake laugh loud as fuck. He's so fucking funny, dude.
It's a good one, dude.
We all have the same hair, isn't that cool? You'll fuck all of us, right?
It's the Edgar haircut.
Dude, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, whatever, if you have the haircut, that's fine.
It's cool, dude.
But the laugh is what kills me, really. What's that dude's crew, the Vibe crew or some shit?
I don't know.
The TikTok house.
Oh, the fucking
wasn't it the Vibe,
the Hype House?
Is it the Hype House?
Yeah.
I thought there was like the Vibe crew or something. It was that David Dobrik, Jason.
Oh, that's the fucking the Vlog Squad.
Vlog Squad. Mm-hmm. See,
and they're all trying to do vlogs, and he's just like, you ain't shit.
In order to like I get like famous people doing vlogs and shit like that, because people are gonna care what they say.
Yeah,
like, what's going on in your life, bud? But I guess that dude is like super famous now. He's like,
or if you're just doing really interesting shit every single time and it's different, and they're like, people fucking gravitate towards that.
That's true. I wish there was cooler shit to do out here that we could fucking...
Can you imagine how fucking nuts you would look if you're walking down Oro Grande for some reason? You're like, hey, everyone, what's up? It's fucking Friday.
There's dirt and rocks and stuccoed houses everywhere. Like, that's what's outside of this room is just...
I stepped on a crack, guys. Sorry, Mom.
My mom's back's fucking broken now, dude.
Tune in next week. Turn in.
So as I was saying... So last week we had Trevor Tyson on the podcast. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. He's doing great shit too. He's doing great work. He put out a video to the majority of his followers are very religious.
Yeah.
Christian followers. Which is totally cool. I'm happy that he could set aside his faith for him, but to kind of disregard the fact that we're not faith based,
right?
And have a conversation with us, because it strengthens the resolve that we have that everybody deserves a platform to get their voice heard. Especially when they're trying to do something that's helping people and that's trying to spread the positive mental attitude.
Yeah.
And the more we can do to reach more people, to try to get people involved in either, you know, therapy or come like having a back and forth with us to try to help.
Dude, that's what...
Get over shit. Like, even if you need someone to talk to, if you need something to listen to get your mind off of it.
That's one of the biggest things, like, from what you were talking about everything going on, like, everybody hating each other, like...
Yeah.
Dude, you guys are hating each other on, like, fucking whatever. You hear this because they're fucking, whatever, Republican or Democrat or whatever. But in our reality, you could go, hey, you want to have a conversation? Well, I think this, and you think this, but what if it was... What if we thought about it this way or whatever? That's just the simple fact of just sitting with someone and bullshitting, and you're like, oh yeah, hey.
Because when did it become that your opinions are who you are? Yeah. You can't separate ideas from the person. Like, oh, you're a bad person because you're pro-choice. You're a fucking bad person because you think that women should have the right to choose what happens with their bodies. God doesn't think that they should have the right. But who am I to say? That's my answer yeah. every time. Who am I to say? But also, why the fuck do you care what I think, what happens with a woman's... I'm not a woman. I don't claim to be a woman, and I never have claimed to be a woman. So why does my opinion matter on that situation? Oh, politics? I'm not wearing a suit. I've never been to any kind of political meetings. I've never made a law. Never signed anything into a bill of any sort.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does my opinion matter? If you want to talk to me about roofs and, you know, other shit, maybe things that don't require opinions, yeah. you know, like, just talk about what the fuck ever. Find common ground somewhere, because I've found common ground with people that I would never fucking think that I would find common ground
with.
Well,
that's the whole point of fucking sitting down and talking to somebody, bro. You fucking
exactly.
eventually fucking find something that you both have in common.
Exactly.
I mean, how the fuck do you think every friendship started? No fucking person, none of these two people were the fucking same, and they sat down and they clicked, and they're like,
"Yeah,
you're my fucking dog, bruh."
I mean, there's things that can happen. You can meet friends at a concert or in jail or
what I'm saying.
At a crack house, you know. So, you know, you have common ground to start with.
Yeah.
But even if you run into somebody at a neutral zone, like a gas station or a grocery store or some shit like that, you can strike up a conversation with anybody at any time and find something in common immediately. And I've done it. I've found common ground in just fucking seconds with somebody who doesn't look like, you know, a dude wearing a fucking SRH shirt and a fucking backwards hat. He's got dirt bikes in his truck. That's not me, and it's never been me. But I bet you I could have a conversation with him that could turn into a meaningful conversation where, you know, we both left like, oh, that was it feels good to like just have a conversation with a fellow human.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, that was cool. I made a connection with a human today. Like yeah. I had a good interaction with a person. It just makes you feel good.
Shit.
To
like, challenge yourself, people. Yeah, go and do it this week.
I'm working out the old muscles that I haven't used in so long. I went up to a person that I don't know, and I was just like, hey, fucking nice to meet you.
Hey, blah, blah, I like blah. Your watch.
I like the way you move. I just said that to them, and they were like, ha, 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 ha.
I like the way you move.
Yeah. It does feel, that's another thing that feels good. Just having like a small victory, like conversing with a human
yeah.
that you don't know. And making it a pleasant experience. Because I've had, obviously, experiences where it was awkward. Where the other person was just like, I don't know what to say. Like when they go to like, oh yeah, the weather.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
fuck the weather,
it's pretty
dude.
Hot out.
Fuck the weather, dude. What's that hog like?
Yeah. What's you know your piece look like, yeah. dog?
How often have you used that fucking hammer you got, bro? Like tell me the real shit.
Can you call a penis a fuck stick?
Sure.
I don't know why I just thought about that, but
Yeah, why not? I mean it's a
stick. The more you know.
It's a stick you fuck with. You know what I mean? Especially with yourself. It's your fuck stick.
It's like, but talking to people, dude, like, I remember being in rehab, right? And these people were telling me, like, they're trying to get them to break the cycle of not being able to talk to people, right? So the people at the center, which is where we would go to have our, like, groups and stuff. The people at the center would be like, look, if you feel like you're going through anxiety, here's a few steps that I could give you to do. Go talk to at least 5 fucking people at the meeting tonight, because we're going to a meeting. Talk to 5 people and get their names and shake their hands and then move on. And that's it. Just to break them from like, fuck, I can't do it. Like
being an introvert.
Yeah. It's like, just go do it. It's not going to be as bad as you think. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, fuck. Can't.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to those people, or like I have an opinion on something and I'll just shut up and be like, yeah, but I think this, and then people are like, no.
Yeah, I'm always the first person to make my opinion when it's something I know about. I don't make my opinion heard about things I don't know about, because it's not my place. Just like, you know, anything that has to do with things that don't involve me.
Yeah,
that's why I don't fuck with politics. I don't fuck with religion. If it's your thing, it's your thing. But I learned quickly that in a conversation, if I'm like kind of involved in the conversation, but it's not direct, it's like a four person or five or whatever, a group, I'll interject loudly and confidently from the fucking get. So that way it's established. I don't have a problem speaking my opinion about something when it's an open forum for conversation to take place, because the goal of this, of that, is to move a conversation.
Right.
You want to keep it
going.
You have to keep it going, and you have to keep it moving. Yeah. Also, that's the other, that's a problem that I've heard with other podcasts. I can't say names of any podcasts, but I've heard podcasts where it doesn't, there's no movement along from one thing to another. It's kind of just like reiterating the same shit for 20 minutes. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, if you were having a conversation with somebody, the person would be like, can we fucking change the subject?
I would have just been like, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette and you can keep talking.
Yeah, just, yeah, keep fucking talking about fishing or like, whatever the
hold
fuck.
Hold that thought, but don't. I'll be right back, but
yeah,
you can continue.
I have to go relapse really quick because you're boring the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
but
thanks.
Yeah, it's a lot of people don't even realize it because they don't really get themselves into situations like that. But communication is a skill, and it's an acquired one. You don't come out the womb just being like, what up, girl? And being able to able to speak eloquently and have something to say and pick the right words at the right time and, you know, kind of gauge the person's body language and their face and their responses to see, like, is, should I continue with this, or me asking if I can put my finger in their butt, is that too much?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, hey girl, do you mind if I slip a didge up in there? And then she's just like, then you should be like, I'm just fucking around.
Just kidding.
Oh, no, she's not into it. I was totally kidding, unless you're down. Then
here's a note, yes or no.
If that's cool, that's fine.
Yeah, mark yes or mark no.
But so next week we have just got the word today that my buddy Mason from the Masonic Temple. Yes, he's from the Masonic Temple. My friend Mason from the Philosopher and the Comedian.
I don't know why I did that, but
the Philosopher and the Comedian podcast, which I have been a guest on and a guest on again. I've been a guest twice.
A guest squared.
Yeah. Yes, I have been a guest squared upon the podcast.
That's
one
it.
Of which the philosopher, it was sans philosopher. He had personal stuff going on, so I ended up going there, but I was supposed to be there with him as a co-host, and he was going to have a guest. The guest fell through, so it ended up just being a second installment of me being on there. So if you guys want to check those out, the Philosopher and the Comedian, it's my buddies Mason and Adam. Adam is a tattoo artist in town.
Adam,
and then the Masonic Temple. But he will be on the podcast next week.
Finally.
Yeah. We've
and it's he hasn't been on only because of me, dude, so it's like, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's he was actually supposed to be on last week, but there was a death in the family, a bunch of shit happened on my side, on this side, not his side. So that all fell through, and then plans that's all I can say about it, is fart noises and poop.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
So
I'm excited, though, for that, bro. I haven't
met. You've never met him.
So
he's been a friend of mine for, 14 years, 15 years. I've been friends with him for a really long time. He's one of the people that he distanced himself from me when I became an addict, when I was real bad. Because he has he has a kid and all that and a wife. But him and his wife were both very excited when they saw that I was making my return to the living. You know what I mean?
Come back from the dead?
Yes, when I returned from the beyond the grave, as they say. And he said that, you know, me getting out of that situation and starting this podcast and doing all that was a big inspiration to him pursuing stand-up comedy and doing the podcast himself. He's also he's a funny guy. He loves talking, so you know he'll have a lot to say, and we could possibly get through some of the questions that he couldn't get through on the last time I was on his podcast.
Yeah.
Because I also never shut the fuck up, if you guys haven't noticed.
I've never fucking noticed, so.
No, most people don't.
No.
It's just, it's so fast. It's like Andrew Santino, you know what I mean?
You're all bleh.
Yeah.
Speaking words, dude.
Yeah, like world record.
Spoken words.
Spokane,
Washington, right?
Blown out spokes.
Okay.
Oh, I got to tell him the idea.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to do it.
I got to do it.
Copyright right it's now, copywritten.
The C with the circle, copywritten. Okay, you guys know how there's WikiFeet?
Oh, tell him. Okay. Tell him more.
So Ethan he's number one on WikiFeet. He's got the foot soldiers. I want to start a site, it's for fucking booties, okay? And it's called WikiCheeks.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the celebrity news, even they could be in thongs or underwear,
Wiki
just
cheeks.
To rate celebrity butts. You know what I mean? Why the fuck not? If they rate their feet, why not rate their cheeks?
Yeah.
That's way cooler. Because somebody who has a foot fetish made Wiki feet.
Yeah.
Somebody with a butt fetish might as well make Wiki cheeks.
Cheeks, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Such a good freaking name.
I know.
Copyright, though.
We were trying to think about it on the roof, and I was like, fuck no, dude. Wiki spokes, Wiki butts,
yeah.
Wiki stink. And then on the drive home, I was like, fucking Wiki cheeks, dude. And it was like, oh, that's it. Yeah. It just, Wiki that's it.
That's it. Coyote.
That is coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah, execute.
Execute.
Man, Crystal, it always bums me out when I say that shit. I just miss Chris D'Elia so much more.
Juan Fire?
Oh, yeah, Juan Fire. God damn it, Chris, come back. Please, we miss you. We need you. The babies need you. Anything else you want to add to this mess?
Don't we really want to try to reach out to the ladies?
What's up, right? Ladies?
We're trying to see if people, like, girls have, like, certain stories you want to talk about on here or something, or would be willing to come on here and speak on your,
or even just tell us your story,
or whatever,
if you think that it would help anybody else, because as two dudes here, we can't really put ourselves in that position to say how a woman deals with anxiety or how anxiety feels as a woman, because the chemistry is completely different. There's estrogen, there's different chromosomes, all that shit is different. So with the brain chemistry being different, I just wonder, for, you know, anxiety and depression, are they, I feel like they're more apt to depression as well, though, because of the estrogen. But I don't fucking know. All I can do is just assume shit, which, you know, makes an ass out of you and me.
And me.
Yeah. So,
girl,
I would like to hear from to any women out there who have had any kind of, you know, bouts with anxiety and depression, things like that. But to anybody else, any questions, any statements, any experiences that you want to share, you know, this is the place. This is an open forum. If anybody else out there is trying to promote the positive mental attitude, we'll be glad to shout anybody out.
For sure.
Yeah. It's all about helping other people.
Yeah.
You know, hurt people, helped people. That's a new thing I just made up. Another copywritten statement by me. So don't fucking steal that, or I'll be super duper pissed about it.
Be super sad.
And then I'll take my hat off, take my shirt off and put my hat back on, and we're fighting. So that's what's going to happen next.
Oh,
next. If you're listening, I pointed to my neck. when I did that.
That was Horde.
I'm hella Horde right now. So, but yeah, I think that'll about do it. But make sure you check out next week. Don't forget to click that button over there, dude. It's right there. It's really easy. If you click it, a box will pop up. If you're not subscribed, a box will pop up like here. And it'll say, or no, it'll pop up down there. Like, and it'll go, subscribe.
Right here.
And then you just click it. And then it goes, bing, you're done. And then when I see it, and then I show him, and I go, look, people love us.
Yeah.
We don't have to die. We're not scum of the earth anymore. Which people care. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's cute.
So cute.
So yeah. Make sure you check out next week's episode with our friend Mason. And thank you for, what is it? What episode is this even?
26.
Holy shit. Thank you for watching episode 26 of the Still Hooking Up Podcast. Bye-bye.
Still fucking up. Still fucking up.